This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There have been two main threads of the healthcare story since the beginning of October: the failures of healthcare.gov, the website for the Affordable Care Act, and then people with individual insurance policies having those policies be canceled and replaced with changed benefits or higher premiums. Enter now, though, a third thread: small businesses hearing from their insurance companies. Ann Hepperman has that story from Phoenix, Arizona.
Doctors Courtney and Matthew Dunn own Dunn Orthodontics in Central Phoenix.
And by that?
It's a small but profitable business, which they've had for about 7 years. Right now, they have 13 full-time employees, which means they don't have to offer health insurance, but they choose to.
We've always offered health insurance. It was easy in the beginning because we only had one employee. Now we have 13 full-time employees.
When do you think he'll be ready for his sure smile wire?
Just 2 days ago, the Dunns received a letter from their health insurer, Humana, labeled with the title, Important Information Regarding Your Coverage.
Dear Courtney Dunn, you and your employees will not be able to continue your current medical plan in 2014. Review the enclosed information on a new Humana medical plan that includes ACA mandates.
Their insurance plan doesn't meet all of the ACA requirements, and the new plan offered by Humana raised their premiums by 60%.
I got a text from Matt letting me know, and my heart just stopped.
Courtney Dunn says she felt blindsided. She thought they had a good plan. It's covered surgeries, babies, and emergency room visits for employees.
I figured we could keep our plan, hang on to it for a year, kind of see how the whole Affordable Care Act plays out, and then kind of decide next year whether we wanted to jump into the marketplace or whether we just wanted to continue on with our plan.
Now they have about 6 weeks to find out what their plan lacks and what they can do about it. In the meantime, they're meeting with their employees to get input from them. Karen Yant is their receptionist and has a bad back. She wondered, if the Dunns have to drop health insurance as a benefit, will the employees get extra money to pay for it themselves?
Well, and that's the one thing that we've been talking about as a potential option, is having like a, you know, monthly healthcare like bonus or something like that to help to like offset the premiums. But I don't know. Like, we have to like kind of weigh what's going to be best for you guys and what's going to be fair.
Courtney Dunn says they're determined to make this work. They're talking to their insurance broker and reaching out to other small business owners for advice.
I wish I could just say, like, it's going to be okay. Like, we're going to find something better. It's all going to work itself out. But it's just the unknown at this point. You know, we're still hoping that we can go on the marketplace and find something that's going to be better. But this is the first time that I've been really, really nervous.
Her husband, Matthew Dunn, says in between patients, he's calling their insurance company to figure it out.
I'm trying to be open about it at this point, given that I still have limited information. I'm trying not to overreact to it. I'm trying to figure out what's best to do for us and our employees. But I just don't know right now.
I'm Ann Hepperman for Marketplace.